My name's Neville Collard, and I'm a Noongar Bidia from the Yuwat, Ballardong and the Wajip tribe of Noongars. I'm that because all my family is that way. Now, we're here to talk about the Maori tree, M-A-R-R-I, and that's the name, the Noongar name of that tree. I think a lot of people call them the red gum because of the red gum that seeps out the side and the bark of the trees. Now, this is a pretty important tree. The Noongars used to, because they're large trees, they would cut a crescent shape out of the bark about 2 metres long and about a metre wide. And they would bend that around, put it on the ground, and then there was enough room there for one person to lay under as his maya. And then he'd dig the sand to make it soft so he could sleep there, and then he'd light a little fire to put it to front of the maya so he could sleep there comfortably overnight. If it was raining or it was cold, he'd be able to keep warm. Now the red gum, the gum is used for a number of purposes. The first one, if you've got diarrhoea, you grind up the gum, make it fine, put it in your mouth, and then you swill water and swallow it. It'll stop you, or your jirigi, which is the runs. You can also use pieces of that gum. Not so much in the old days, because they had no sugar, so their teeth were in good fine order. But if they had a hollow teeth, you'd get that gum and you'd force it into you where your hollow is. And then that gum would set like cement, and it also had a numbing effect on the nerve. So whenever you use that gum, it's got an anaesthetic type realisation to it. The leaves, which is, you know, eucalypt leaves, and they're high in eucalypt, they can be sweated on an open fire. And the oil, once it's sweated out of the leaves, you'd rub it on your hands, and then you'd transfer it to your chest, to your throat, or your nose if you had a cold or a flu, or if you had achy joints, you'd rub it on the achy joints. Now the Maori tree is also well known for bees making hives within the hollow branches and the hollow of the trees, sometimes in the branches, and so the Noongars can claim honey out of there. The tree is readily identifiable by the bark, which is a scale type bark, and the leaves are a bit yellowy and greener and a bit broader than chewit tree, which is pretty similar. And I think the other tree that's also very similar is the jarrah tree. And you must remember that the jarrah tree, the chewit, and the Maori are all sort of related eucalypts, but they're also the traditional Noongar name for these trees.